Ever feel like you're just buried under repetitive marketing tasks? You know, wishing you could deliver truly personalized experiences at scale, but without having to clone yourself? Well, today we're taking a deep dive into the fascinating world of AI agents in marketing.
Yeah, and our mission really is to unpack how these tireless virtual team members are not just automating things, but genuinely transforming how marketing gets done. We'll look at the benefits, the real ones, explore the challenges you need to watch out for, and peek at what's coming next for you in this space. It's moving fast.
Okay, you call them tireless virtual team members. Let's pin that down. What exactly are we talking about when we say AI agents in marketing? Are they just like smarter chatbots, or is it something fundamentally different?
That's a really good distinction to make. They're autonomous software programs. Think of them built on these large language models, those huge AI brains trained on tons of text. They have memory, access to tools like databases or the internet, and crucially, they act for marketers. They try to achieve goals like lead gen or campaign personalization. They don't just spit out answers. And unlike that old, rigid, if this, then that automation, these AI agents learn. They adapt based on results, show flexibility, and can tackle pretty complex multi-step jobs. They optimize themselves, you know?
Right. That flexibility, the learning aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like a massive shift. So, okay, we know what they are now, but where are they actually making a difference day to day for marketers? What are the big shifts you're seeing?
Well, we're seeing three major shifts, really. First, definitely automating repetitive tasks, all that grunt work, like pulling together complex reports, digging for niche keywords, scheduling social media posts everywhere. I mean, we saw one case where a marketing manager used an AI agent to run campaigns on 5 new channels at once. That would need 2 more hires before. Real leverage there. Second, hyper-personalization at scale. This is big. Imagine an agent picking the best product image based on what someone just browsed, tweaking the call to action based on past buys, even finding the perfect time to send an email. All optimized automatically. It goes way beyond just basic segments to like true one-to-one marketing. And third, real-time decision-making using data. They're like these always-on analysts. They chew through live data streams and make decisions in minutes, stuff that used to take days. Picture an agent testing, say, 20 email subject lines, looking at open rates as they happen, and then boom, it automatically switches to the winner for everyone else before you've even had your coffee.
Wow, okay. That sounds incredibly powerful. Almost too good to be true sometimes. So how does all this translate into, you know, actual business results, the bottom line?
Oh, it drives measurable outcomes directly. You definitely see a big jump in efficiency, team productivity. We hear from smaller businesses saving maybe 6+ hours per week per employee just on routine stuff using AI tools. And that translates straight into cost savings, better marketing ROI. Take customer service AI agents handling routine questions can cut costs by up to 30%. They deflect the simple stuff, letting human agents tackle the complex, high-value interactions. It's smarter work. Not just faster.
Okay. Automating the grunt work, seeing clear ROI sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
But what are the catches? The critical challenges marketers absolutely need to know about before jumping in.
Absolutely. It's definitely not a magic bullet. Key challenges. Well, navigating data privacy and compliance is huge. These agents need a lot of data, often sensitive data, to work well. Then there's the risk of bias creeping in from the training data. You might get skewed results or content that misses the mark, like an agent accidentally optimizing ads only for certain groups because the old data was biased, missing out on new customers entirely. And while AI generates content fast, it can sometimes be a bit, well, average, generic. So human oversight is absolutely critical to keep that unique brand voice, that real spark of creativity.
Right. So human oversight, especially for the creative angle and strategy, that's key. Got it.
Right.
With that in mind, then, where is all this heading? AI and marketing automation. What's next on the horizon?
The future looks pretty exciting. Yeah. We're seeing trends like AI agents becoming central to immersive stuff like the metaverse, those shared virtual worlds and virtual brand spaces. Think dynamic personal interactions there. They'll also be vital for optimizing for how people search using voice or images, which is changing fast. And longer term, we're probably moving towards more self-learning AI systems that could potentially run entire campaigns end to end, with less and less direct human input, more like strategic partners, you know, than just tools.
Okay, so let's pull all these threads together. What's a big takeaway for marketers looking at AI agents right now? It feels like they're not here to replace humans, right? More like powerful collaborators.
Exactly. They handle the heavy lifting on data analysis, automation, scale. That frees up marketers, frees you up for the strategy, the creativity, the deeper human insights. That's where the real value lies.
So it's not set and forget.
Definitely not. Successful use means really identifying your pain points first. then choosing the right tools, integrating them smartly, training your team, and crucially, keeping an eye on things. Continuous monitoring is key to unlock their real potential.
Okay, makes sense. So here's a final thought for everyone listening to maybe mull over. How might you strategically bring these intelligent agents into your own workflow? How can you amplify your impact while making absolutely sure that unique human spark stays right at the heart of your marketing strategy?